You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The teenage couple on a crime spree across the South for the past 2 weeks has been captured in Florida. 18-year-old Dalton Hayes and 13-year-old Cheyenne Phillips were apprehended without incident when they were found sleeping in a stolen pickup in Panama City. AP correspondent Jennifer Kay reports Grayson County, Kentucky Sheriff Norman Chaffins says that he talked with Hayes, who's sitting in jail.
And the sheriff says the 18-year-old just wants to come home. He says he spoke with Dalton and he was very scared and he wanted Chaffins to come and bring him home.
The couple was scheduled to make a court appearance today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and as USA Radio's Ron Taylor reports, one team of police officers is already making major headway.
The Colorado Springs Police Human Trafficking Team is already showing success after its first year in the field. Officials unveiled last week that the unit recovered 70 adult and juvenile victims and arrested 47 pimps and johns. Department spokesman Lieutenant Mark Comte says they're just getting started.
With the limited resources we have right now, we're leaving a lot of potential cases untouched because we just don't have the resources to go after all what we suspect to be human trafficking.
Colorado Springs Police say they'll start releasing offenders' names and personal information to media outlets. They found that this tactic is the most effective way in reducing the demand for the commercial sex trade. In honor of Human Trafficking Prevention Month, the FBI Citizen Academy Alumni Association donated 100 blankets to a Colorado Springs-based organization. Lieutenant Mark Comte says it's hard cracking down on human trafficking suspects.
From Fort Collins down to Pueblo. And what a lot of these girls will do is they'll travel from city to city, not staying in the city more than a couple days.
Several treatment centers built by U.S. troops for Ebola patients are sitting empty or nearly empty in the West African country of Liberia, according to a published report. The Washington Post reports that the worst of the deadly outbreak appeared to have passed before the first treatment centers were completed. President Obama dispatched 3,000 troops to West Africa to help fight the spread of Ebola. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Hi, everyone. This is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host today for Hot in Hunterdon. And today is January 19th, and it's also Martin Luther King Day. So we're going to start out with a quote. I just want to let everyone know I have a guest in the studio here, and we're located at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And to be a little bit different, I usually ease my guests into a live mic situation, but you're actually live right now. So I'd like to welcome Maritza Bachman to our show here, Hot in Hunterdon. So welcome, Maritza.
Hi, Jardine. Thank you so much for letting me come in today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just so you know, Maritza, this is the Hunterdon County Chamber Internet Radio. This radio station is broadcast over the internet. It's a 24-hour internet radio station, and it actually is the only radio station on the internet across the country that's sponsored by the chamber. So really proud to have Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, our local Chamber of Commerce here in Hunterdon County, who's actually doing this great work in the community.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, and at Hot in Hunterdon, we always start out with a quote. We try to bring some more in-depth discussion to hot topics in Hunterdon County and in the community. And we like to start out with a quote, and it tries to set the tone for our day. So it is Martin Luther King Day today, January 19th. So I do have a quote from Martin Luther King, which is this: if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And I thought that was appropriate today because we're going to be talking about you as a motivational coach, and we'll be doing that as soon as we come back from our commercial.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon on January 19th. And it's my job now to look at the weather. Richard G. always leaves everything perfect for me, and I have the weather. But there is a pink screen, which is an alert, and it says hazardous weather outlook is in effect. And I don't like that. So I'm not going to go into detail on that right now, but I'm going to tell you that it is mostly cloudy, and the low is around 24 tonight. We'll just have a light wind, 5 to 7 miles per hour, but it's very calm this evening, so no worries there. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 20th, we have partly sunny skies with a high near 39. And again, the wind is not an issue, 5 to 8 miles an hour in the morning. Tuesday night, still looking good, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. I don't know what the pink screen is for. I'm afraid to find out. Wednesday, aha. I have my aha moment. Wednesday, a chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, though, with a high near 34. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. So that's our weather for today. I hope that that changes and the pink screen goes away. But in the meantime, we're here in Flemington, and it is not very sunny out, but it's not snowing. So we're going to take that, right? That's a good day here. And I'm joined in the studio here at Mind Street in Flemington with Maritza Bachman. Maritza is a motivational coach, and we actually were talking right around the new year about resolutions. And I know there's two different camps in the world here, people who make resolutions and people who do not make resolutions. And then you have those who make resolutions who have a hard and difficult time sometimes being able to achieve their resolution. So we were discussing how there are some great ways and some great tools that you have to help people to be more goal outcome oriented and to be able to achieve some results. So that led us into a discussion about the work you're doing as a motivational coach. So again, Maritza, welcome here to Hot in Hunterdon. And we're really happy that you're here to talk about your work with other people.
Thank you. I am too. Very, very excited. Excuse me. Just to give you a little background on me, I have been pretty much overweight most of my adult life. And being overweight, I've tried many, many diets and came to a huge idea that diets don't work.
Uh-oh.
Don't work. The moment that you stop following the diet, you're restricting your calorie intake or you're eating packaged food, the moment you stop that and get back to your normal everyday routine, your life, with all the stresses and everything that goes along with it, you end up gaining all the weight back and hope that you don't gain more than what you lost. Back in May, I woke up one day and decided I was way too young to be in the amount of pain that I was in every single day, and it was really due to the weight. And I decided that I needed a change. I didn't need a diet because we know they don't work, and realized that I needed to make a lifestyle change. And I really truly believe once you make that conscious effort or choice to make a change, something comes to you. And that's exactly what happened to me. I was introduced to an eating plan that not only has helped me lose weight, get off some of my blood pressure medicines, and get back to the gym and exercising regularly, I knew that shortly into the system, or the session, I should say, I wanted to help other people that have been in the same situation as myself. I come from a very big family, have family across the country, and last May, I was visiting some family in Florida, and I had to use a wheelchair to get to the terminal at the airport, just because my legs were hurting so much just from all the weight. I couldn't walk there. And I have to mention, of course, my travel companion, my trusty cane. Her name is Matilda.
Matilda. Matilda. I think that's a Rod Stewart song as well, isn't it?
I think you're right.
I probably have it here somewhere.
And Matilda always went with me everywhere. And because I've been doing so well, she's been tucked away in my closet and has not come out to play with me for quite a while.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like if you're able to get rid of Matilda, who wasn't a very good friend,
yes,
that you probably have some great tips to share and some wisdom to help other people who may be trying to figure out how they too can change their lifestyle or change their the way that they go about a weight loss plan. So I'm really glad that you're here with us today to talk about that. And I do want to, on the onset, let our listeners know that they can reach you either through Gmail or through your telephone or texting. And I'd like to give that information out now in case people want to jot that down. So your phone number is 908-763-0674, and you could be reached through email at Bachmann, which is BAAKMANM, which is Bachmann M for Maritza, at gmail.com.
That's correct. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so tell me a little bit about how a motivational coach works.
Well, it helps that you're living through it. and you pretty much know all the excuses that you can give.
That sounds like you might be a very tough motivational coach. I don't know. You don't use Matilda in this at all, do you?
Matilda does not come to the meetings.
It's like when my grandmother had the wooden spoon. Matilda doesn't show up in that.
No.
Okay, excellent.
That's a good idea, though. I might have to think that. Rethink that.
Okay, and meanwhile,
The eating plan is based on a low glycemic impact eating. It's something that really is very easy to learn, and it's based on education. And really, most of the diets that are out there, or you're restricted on your calorie intake, or they focus on what you cannot eat. This is completely different because it's not a diet. It's a life change. And it is the very, very easy to follow. I do have many tools that I use for my clients. We have a website. Obviously, they can always text me or call, email. I do have online and offline support for them. And we have a website, we blog all the questions that they could possibly have, and I always have something to say to them.
I thought you were just going to say you always have something to say, but it's actually something to say to them, to motivate them,
yes,
and to help them with their weight loss plan.
That's right. I always tell them we focus on health, not weight.
So how does it work? If someone were interested in changing their diet and they wanted to get into the weight loss mindset, they would give you a call or email, or you guys would talk, and then you would set up a plan for them?
Of course. That's what's so great about this plan, is that I can customize it for every individual.
Okay, great. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a short commercial break, and then when we come back, you could tell us a little bit more about what it truly means to have a customized weight loss plan, talk a little bit about motivation, and how Matilda has been able to stay in the closet. We'll be right back.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle on Martin Luther King Day, January 19th, and I'm in the studio with Maritza Bachman, a guest here today, who is talking to us about how to achieve your goals and her work as a motivational coach. And I do hope today on Martin Luther King Day, everyone was able to participate in some type of service. I know that there was, through the Universalist Unitarian Fellowship Church of Hunterdon County, they were collecting coats and a new word that I like and will have to use, sturdy perishables. That's a pretty good one.
I like it.
Yeah, and they were referring to, of course, things such as oranges and apples that can last. And they were doing a collection today. I hope you got out there. If you didn't and it turns out that you have some coats or sturdy perishables, they did have a phone number on their flyer, so I do want to mention it. It's 908-246-4984, and they were picking up coats and sturdy perishables. I just like to say that. That's such a great, great explanation for things. In Clinton today from 12 to 2. So I hope that you were able to participate in service. We were talking about our quote earlier with Martin Luther King. Really remind ourselves that we have to do what we can when we can. And I think that that's relevant to what we're talking about today, because not everyone is ready to lose 10 pounds or 50 pounds or 100 pounds. Sometimes it's just changing our diet or increasing our activity level. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we do need individual or customized attention. So, Maritza, I'm going to just let our listeners know, if they want to grab a pen, that the easiest way to reach you is either by phone or texting 908-763-0674. And there is nothing wrong with being old-fashioned and picking up that phone.
That's right.
And giving you a call or at your email, which is baakmanm, as in Mary, at gmail.com. com. So that's how people can reach out. If they always wondered how they can connect with a motivational coach, well, here you are.
Hi, everyone. And as Georgine had mentioned, I do offer customized individual plans for everyone. We sit down and discuss what your lifestyle is. I find out what type of commitment level you're ready to commit to. If you are on the go all the time, we do provide a plan where you can order ready-made food. It's fresh food. We can also find out how much weight it is that you're looking to lose in how much time. I even have a plan that I can offer someone. Let's say that you are planning to attend an affair, you're going on to a wedding, or perhaps a school reunion, and you have your heart set on wearing a specific outfit or dress that you really want to, and you think to yourself, oh, if I could only just lose 5 or 10 pounds, this would fit great. I would feel wonderful, and I can go, well, I have the plan for you. I can help you lose about 10 pounds in 2 weeks for that special occasion. And also, you really do have to commit to something like that. But that's how we start. As I had mentioned before, we do have many tools that we can use to keep you on track and accountable for you to be able to reach your goal.
Excellent. Well, I know that you're new at doing this.
Yes.
You've started this in May, in the spring. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the success you've had? Even though you've only started this recently, you have been really encouraged by some of the results.
Yes. I myself have lost enough weight where I've been able to reduce my blood pressure medicine. And like I said, Matilda's put away. I'm back at the gym, just joined a new gym about a month ago. Exercising and loving it and not feeling any pain, which is the main objective for myself. I have run a 12-week in-person session with 9 participants or clients, and they all did great. Very nervous when the holidays came, but everybody did well. No weight gain over the holidays, so that was something that I was happy to hear. They still all communicate with me. So just if we or when you end that 12-week session does not mean you end being able to speak with me and have questions and so on.
Excellent. And so your process and approach, it's not cut and dry. It's not a scientific evidence-based approach. It's tailored to where you feel like sort of meeting people where they are.
Yes.
And helping people developing dietary plans or exercise plans.
Correct.
Based on what their individual needs are.
Yes. And we do have a personal trainer that can also help with that plan. We do offer supplements, which I always tell everyone they are not mandatory. They are all natural supplements, and they do act as accelerators for your weight loss, but not in any capacity are you mandated to use them.
So everything is more individualized.
Of course.
Okay. Now, just for our listeners for Hot and Hunted to know, next week, the 26th of January, we actually have someone from Snap Fitness joining us to talk about being in a gym and how to get started or what different exercise plans are available. So, we're looking forward to that next week because I think often weight loss and movement are very important. I know there's been some studies about the importance of exercise or moving around. Mm-hmm. I know I am I love to watch football, and I'm riveted by the NFL billboards, take 60, you know, just exercise 60 minutes, which are great. But I know that there was a study recently that talked about the importance of, above all else,
exercise.
Yes.
When I first read this, I had to read it again because I thought I misunderstood their conclusion. This was a 12-year study, and their conclusion was that it is worse for an individual to not exercise than to be obese, which, again, once I read it, I thought I misunderstood. So it is more harmful for you not to exercise than to be obese, which really says a lot. Even I tell my clients, even if you know, you just get started with your plan, maybe at work, don't take the elevator, take the stairs, just start doing a little movement. Something is better than nothing. And obviously this study is telling us that.
Movement is always great.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about being a motivational coach, how you inspire people.
Well, there. I always tell them there's no negative talk
No personal negative talk
to themselves. Everyone is different. That's just like we have blonde people and brunettes and blue-eyed and brown-eyed. Everyone is different. Everyone is different in their own body. And as I have three daughters, and I always tell them that just because you're friend is a size 3 doesn't mean that if you're a size bigger than that you're not just as beautiful. Of course, they're just as beautiful and just as handsome and just as a good person as anyone else is. Again, I always say you focus on your health and not your weight. And really, it's all about how you feel in your own body. And I have noticed that when you're feeling good, it doesn't matter. Everyone else is going to see how good you're feeling. They're not going to see the outside of your body.
Those sound like great, great tips. And to remember that we are all unique and that we all need to respect ourselves and to be positive. And I wanted to talk a little bit about goal setting.
Very good.
The importance of that. Setting goals. So do you have any tips for people?
I am a very big on setting goals, not just the new year, but throughout the year. I usually set goals on a quarterly basis, personal goals, financial goals, career goals, because somehow putting it on paper, that pen to that paper, really makes them alive and really helps you stay accountable to yourself, who is the most important person to you is yourself. And not only do you write down your goals, but you have to work on an action plan. And that's when I come in. When you decide to reach your goal or you want to set your goal, then I come in and help you set up your action plan.
Love an action plan. And yes. I'm going to take action right now because we're going to go to our news and weather. And then when we come back, we'll spend a little bit more time talking about how we set goals so that we don't fail and how we can determine an outcome that would be reasonable and get us to where we need to go. Because I think that's something people have trouble with. I think that sometimes our goals are set that they're so high we're never going to achieve them. And then what we feel is failure. And we certainly don't want that to happen. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about goal setting and how to achieve our goals through a timeline and action plans. That's really important. People sometimes forget to set a timeline. Meanwhile, before we do shift over to the news, I just wanted to mention, if anyone was able to join me several weeks ago when I had a guest in the studio, Robert DeSaro, we were talking about global warming, and he was sharing some information. And I saw in the paper over the weekend that there was a news article about the temperature being the highest in 2014. So thought that was, I felt like I had learned a little bit more from talking to him. And then I felt more educated when I read that article. And so I appreciate Robert DeCero when he was here sharing his wisdom, and maybe we'll be able to have him come back and talk about that article, because as always, there seems to be rhetoric around that when there should be none. We're going to go to our news now, and we'll be back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. President Obama is expected to call for tax increases on the rich to fund middle-class programs when he gives his State of the Union address tomorrow. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
White House advisor Dan Pfeiffer tells CBS Face the Nation that the president wants to increase the capital gains tax for families making $500,000 or more a year, eliminate some inheritance tax breaks, and impose additional fees on financial firms.
The wealthy to pay a little more and invest more in the middle class, give the middle class a raise.
But Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, also on Face the Nation, calls the idea of taking from one class to give to another outdated.
In order for some people to do better, someone has to do worse. It's just not true.
The administration estimates that the proposals would generate $320 billion over a 10-year period.
At the same time, Republicans want to lower or eliminate the capital gains tax and want to end taxes on estates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowIlook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeHowIlook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowIlook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowIlook.com.
The Associated Press reports at least 14 people were killed over the weekend when the island nation of Madagascar was battered by a tropical storm, officials said today. The National Office of Risk and Catastrophe Management says Tropical Storm Chesda has displaced more than 36,000 Madagascans. Most of the deaths are a result of landslides caused by heavy rain and building collapses. The teenage couple on a crime spree across the South for the past 2 weeks has been captured in Florida. 18-year-old Dalton Hayes and 13-year-old Cheyenne Phillips were apprehended without incident when they were found sleeping in a stolen pickup in Panama City. AP correspondent Jennifer Kay reports Grayson County, Kentucky Sheriff Norman Chaffins says that he talked with Hayes, who's sitting in jail.
And the sheriff says the 18-year-old just wants to come home. He says he spoke with Dalton and he was very scared and he wanted Chaffins to come and bring him home.
The couple was scheduled to make a court appearance today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month, and as USA Radio's Ron Taylor reports, one team of police officers is already making major headway.
The Colorado Springs Police Human Trafficking Team is already showing success after its first year in the field. Officials unveiled last week that the unit recovered 70 adult and juvenile victims and arrested 47 pimps and johns. Department spokesman Lieutenant Mark Compte says they're just getting started.
With the limited resources we have right now, we're leaving a lot of potential cases untouched because we just don't have the resources to go after all what we suspect to be human trafficking.
Colorado Springs Police say they'll start releasing offenders' names and personal information to media outlets. They found that this tactic is the most effective way in reducing the demand for the commercial sex trade. In honor of Human Trafficking Prevention Month, the FBI Citizen Academy Alumni Association donated 100 blankets to a Colorado Springs-based organization. Lieutenant Mark Compte says it's hard cracking down on human trafficking suspects.
It's from Fort Collins down to Pueblo. And what a lot of these girls will do is they'll travel from city to city, not staying in the city more than a couple days.
Several treatment centers built by U.S. troops for Ebola patients are sitting empty or nearly empty in the West African country of Liberia, according to a published report. The Washington Post reports that the worst of the deadly outbreak appeared to have passed before the first treatment centers were completed. President Obama dispatched 3,000 troops to West Africa to help fight the spread of Ebola. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Tringle. I'm your host here at Hot and 100, and today is Martin Luther King Day, which is January 19th, and I am about to give you the weather, and I just want to caution everyone who was out yesterday in that flash flood ice. That was really terrible. So always, I think we're reminded when we have a situation like that, the thermometer says it's 32, and then we step outside and slide right down the walkway, how dangerous it really can be. So I just want to caution everyone, just as a reminder, I'm giving you the weather, but just always, check with your thermometer and really just be careful because it can be very treacherous. And as we saw yesterday morning, it can be deadly. So caution everyone to take care in the winter weather. Tonight, we're looking at a forecast mostly cloudy with a low around 24, a light wind. So if you have a Superman cape and you were going to go out flying tonight, I don't think the wind is really going to be much help for you. Tomorrow, Tuesday, which is the 20th, it's mostly sunny with a high near 39. So a calm wind again tomorrow. Tuesday night, we're looking with a cloudy evening with a low around 24. There's a calm wind and it's becoming north around 5 miles per hour, but that's not happening until after midnight. I did allude to a little bit of pink in my screen here for a weather condition advisory, and I am delighted to say it has been removed. So that's a very good sign. So now we're looking at Wednesday, a chance of snow after 1 p.m. It's mostly cloudy with a high near 34 on Wednesday. They do still have a 50% chance of precipitation on Wednesday. It does look like snow at this point, 1 to 3 inches possible. And then Wednesday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. And we could possibly see Wednesday night a new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. So that the good news is that the pink warning is off of the screen. The bad news is the snow on Wednesday, unless you want to go skiing, and then you may be very happy for Wednesday's precipitation. So 50% chance Wednesday during the day, 30% chance Wednesday night, but nothing will happen until after 1 p.m. on Wednesday so far. And the rest of the week is looking pretty good, ranging from a high on Friday around 33, Saturday 34, and a high near 37 on Sunday. So looks like we're going to get through this winter one way or another. That is our weather forecast for today, January 19th, which is Martin Luther King Day. And once again, I do hope that everyone had a chance to celebrate the spirit of service that has been become really synonymous with Martin Luther King Day. A lot of people volunteering, organizing community events, day-long events, and ways to honor someone who really taught us that we all have to speak up and speak out, and we all have to start somewhere. And whatever small contribution we can give, we need to give that. And, I hope that you all enjoyed something to celebrate Martin Luther King Day around the spirit of why this day was created today. And the other information I wanted to give you is just a reminder of something going on at the library on the 29th of this month in January. I believe it's the North Hunterdon Library having a program on black bears in New Jersey. So I hope that if you have an interest in this topic, that you'll go over to the library. You can go on their website, or of course There's a library show that's hosted here. I'm sure it'll be mentioned. But I know that we have so much news about black bears. And last week, there was an article, Hunter, unfortunately, there's really an unfortunate incident, and that's the best I could say about it. He stumbled. He was making his way to his tree stand or near his tree stand, and he stumbled over a log. Unfortunately, woke up a mother bear and who had cubs with her, and the cubs are actually at a nearby preservation area in Hunterdon County. They're being well taken care of. So there's a lot going on with bears, and I love that the library gives us so many free programs and information that we can learn more about, along with the concerts and the books that always are helpful. So the library is closed today in honor of Martin Luther King Day, but you can go on their website, which is always accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can learn a little bit about the Black Bear Program or some of the other programs that they have going on. So just wanted to give out a little bit of information about that. And now we are in the studio, of course, on Mine Street here, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office, which you always expect, and I have my guest, and her mic is live. I have Maritza Bachman here with me. You always expect, Maritza, when you walk in the Hunterdon County Chamber office, to see 100 people, because they do so many different things, including sponsoring and supporting this internet radio station. And so you do think that you're going to be in a suite where there are endless people, but really there's not. And it's such a testimony to their commitment and dedication to the community. So I know this is your first time at the chamber office.
Yes, it is.
And I know that you know, Flemington is easy to find, and glad that you found your way to the studio today and to talk a little bit about your work motivating other people and helping other people with some weight loss. So I wanted to just help people who at the beginning of the year set resolutions and then get discouraged and they fail in those resolutions. So can you give us some tips on how people can create some goals that are achievable?
Sure. The first thing I always tell my clients is you have to be realistic. The weight did take some time to get on. It's going to take some time to get it off. So you can't expect to lose 30 or 40 pounds in a couple of months. So even though we would all love it, I always remember hearing as a kid, oh, if I could just wake up and be skinny. So yes, you have to be realistic. A good way of measuring it is maybe 1 or 2 pounds a week. And yeah, it sounds like, oh my goodness, that's going to take forever. But it's really nice and slow. It'll stay off. So number one is being realistic with how much you want to lose within a certain amount of time. And then I always tell the next tip is to always plan ahead. We have lots of tips for you. Always planning ahead. You're going to go to work. You're going to get hungry. There might be a coworker that's always baking. So,
nobody does that.
Yes, there are still some bakers out there. So you have to plan ahead. So maybe for that, you want to have your morning snack and things like that. So always planning ahead. And I have lots of ways of helping you to plan your day. The next step is I always tell everyone to make a list of pros and cons. One of my top items on my list was to be able to walk without having to have pain in my knees. So that was one of my top ones. So always make a list of the pros and cons. Feeling better. Maybe for a grandparent, a grandmom wants to get on the floor and play with their grandchildren and so on. So making the list makes it real to you. The next step would be outline your plan. And again, that's where I would step in and see what type of lifestyle you have and your commitment and really customize the program for you. Another tip is I always offer journaling. not just writing down what you've eaten and how much you've eaten, which is a great way, of course, but more how you're feeling about what's going on throughout your day, because this will help pinpoint why you may overeat at certain times. So always writing, being really in tune with your feelings and your body really makes things more manageable for yourself. If you realize there's certain stresses that really push your buttons, you try to work around that. So journaling is really important. Even I still journal. Maybe not every day, but I do still journal because everybody has stress in their life. And the next one is movement, as we had discussed before.
Movement. We like that movement one. Steps are always good. So, and I know a lot of people like to refer to them as SMART goals, specific, yes, measurable, achievable, realistic, and having a timetable. So maybe we're going to talk a little bit more about SMART goals when we come back. And we'll talk a little bit about the need to be motivated and to have positive things around you that can really turn things so that whatever triggers you have, they can be minimized with some positive, a positive outlook and an awareness that you can get from journaling and writing about,
yes,
things that are important or triggers for you. So we'll take a few commercials and then we'll be back here at Hot 100. And thanks for listening.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Assure Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Assure Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, everyone. And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here for Hot and Hunterdon. And today's Martin Luther King Day, and hopefully a day of service for you. It's January 19th, and I'm joined in the studio with Maritza Bachman, who is a motivational coach and has been doing some work recently around weight loss and working with people who want to make some changes in their lives but need a little bit of help. I was curious, Maritza, if you happen to know, how many people are we actually talking about that have a weight loss issue? Have you read anything or do you know anything about the number of people?
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. According to the Centers for Disease I'm sorry, Denise, Disease Control and Prevention.
Who's Denise?
They're saying that there is 69% of American adults that are considered overweight or obese.
Now, that's not what people would consider themselves, right? Because that might be a different
69%.
That might be an entirely different number.
That's right.
But
that's
that is right. A really large it's percentage.
Huge.
If that's
one third, they're saying one third of the population is considered being obese, and it kind of makes sense. People are stressed out, trying to in this economy, making hard choices, working longer hours. Maybe not having the time to make a nice meal, eating out of the window, I say. Going to the fast.
Eating out of the window?
Out of the window.
I never heard that. That's a good one.
Eating at all the fast food places, and you know that's not going to be healthy for you, and playing a lot of video games and so on. So, yes, I could see one third of the population being obese. So. Which is, it's not a good thing. Got to get out there and move.
Well, we have a few minutes here at Hot and 100 to talk a little bit about maybe some tips for people who do have an issue, or maybe they don't have an issue and they think they have an issue and they are on a diet plan or a weight loss plan. And maybe you can avoid... what's the expression again? The eating out of the window?
Right.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty good thing, avoid eating out of the window.
Yes.
Or if you have to go to the window, find something that is not so terrible.
Try to make the best choice out of the selections you may have. A lot of these fast food places now are having serving salads. So maybe grab a salad. It's harder to eat in the car, but you can always eat it when you get to where you're going.
And sometimes they have yogurt, even things in a cup. I've noticed that you can get.
Maybe having a wrap instead of a roll.
Yeah.
Just little changes maybe to begin with, and then you can really get into a better eating plan.
And I think not being in denial. I know one of my friends refers to... I'm going to call it a pot belly and hope he doesn't listen, but he refers it to muscle over padding. But, you know, really just call it what it is. You have a pouch or a little something that where you shouldn't have a little something. So
that's
like just,
true.
You know, you have to just
start little. I suggest maybe within that, once you decide that you want to make a change, get rid of all the junk food out of your cabinets. Nobody needs a bag of chips or Doritos or anything else. Yes, they taste great, but they shouldn't be there.
They really don't.
Yeah. Just starting off new. You know, I say this a lot. Your life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by change, and that's what you really need to focus on. Even if it's just a little change at first, make those changes.
So really just being mindful about what you want and what you're going to do to get there.
Right.
And I think in the beginning, you were talking about how you decided to make a change when you realized something that was a significant physical...
barrier.
Right.
Yes.
And so we don't always have those aha moments, but if... I guess when it is the right time for you and you want to make changes in your life, no matter what those changes are, if we're talking about weight loss or, we've had people here to talk about being a better dad, and many other topics, I always like to give the message that change is possible. We don't have to wait for tomorrow.
Right.
We can evolve and be whomever we really want to be by being mindful about our intentions and being sincere in our efforts.
Yes.
And acknowledging sometimes that we do fail.
Right.
We're not perfect. I think you said you are a work in progress.
Yes, I am always a work in progress.
I'm just a work. I don't know. I'm a mess sometimes. You know, we have the best of intentions, but it's easy to fall into habits and patterns that aren't as healthy as we would like them to be, but it's never too late to change if it's our diet, if it's our attitude, if it's our awareness just about what the problem is. And sometimes we can't do things on our own, and maybe it is the right time to try a coach. You know, there are many, many motivational coaches and weight loss coaches. You talked about personal training.
Yes.
I'm going to be talking about incorporating a gym into, you know, activities next week with Doug from Snap Fitness. But it's about being mindful of our intent and to try to set our goals so that it's part of our everyday activity, and it's about a changed lifestyle, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's just like taking a breath. You have to get to the point where you're exercising just as if you're taking a breath. It's just part of your life. You're brushing your teeth every day. You go to the gym every day. It's just part of your life. I just remember it's never too late to take control of your health.
Excellent, excellent. So we see the advertisements, a new year, a new you. If this is your time and you need a little bit of help, you can reach out to Maritza, who is a motivational coach. She can be reached at 908-763-0674. Again, that's 908-763-0674. And that's at Bachmann, B-A-A-K-M-A-N-M, @gmail.com. Maritza, thank you so much for being my guest today and for sharing your knowledge and talking about how it is always a good time to be mindful about our health and our goals. And I appreciate you being here and hope that you'll come back. I know you have a new online class starting on January 26th. And I hope you'll come back when that has concluded and you'll be able to tell us a little bit more about some of the journeys and how you do online journaling and all the things to help motivate people. So I appreciate that you understand each person has their individual need to have specific goals and SMART goals. And I wish you a lot of luck in your motivational coaching.
Thank you very much. And I'll definitely be back.
Excellent. Everyone, have a great Martin Luther King Day. Thanks for joining us. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot and Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your
reach. Listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Mitt Romney. The same people who stayed home in 08 and 12 will stay home in 2016, and the Democrats will win again.
The Tea Party favorite spoke to the South Carolina Tea Party Conference Sunday. Cruz hasn't announced his candidacy yet, but he told reporters he's, quote, looking very seriously at running for president next year.
I very much agree with Ronald Reagan's observation that Republicans win when we paint not in pale pastels, but in bold colors.
A series of wildfires in Oklahoma is continuing to cause problems across the state. One large fire in Logan County forced crews to shut down Interstate 35 yesterday and prompted the evacuation of nearby residents. Around a dozen wildfires are still burning throughout the state. This is USA Radio News.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Terrorism experts warn that Al-Qaeda is developing a new bomb that is undetectable in U.S. airports. USA's Russ Jones explains.
In the latest issue of Inspire, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's online magazine warns Americans that they've been working long and hard on a new tool to attack the U.S. Jack Duffy, author of the upcoming novel Black Mamba.
They've got this technology now where they're using a substance that that metal detectors won't pick up, or any of the scanning devices that we have won't be able to pick up.
Recently outshadowed by ISIS.